ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14 ಗುಣತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 6 ತತ್ರ ಸತ್ವಂ ನಿರ್ಮಲತ್ವಾತ್ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಕಮನಾಮಯಂ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖೇನ ಬಧ್ನಾತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಸಂಗೇನ ಚಾನಘ. In these three shlokas, shloka 6, 7 and 8, Krishna will define each guna and he will talk about the mode of bondage, bandhana, how they bind, how these three gunas, they bind us. So the definition and the method of bondage, they are going to be talked about. In Sanskrit, the definition is known as lakshana, lakshanam, and mode of bondage is called bandhana prakaraha. So lakshanam and bandhana prakaraha, that is what is going to be talked about. Gunanam lakshanam and bandhana prakarascha uchyate. Both are going to be done now. So in the 6th shloka, sattva guna is taken. In the 7th shloka, rajoguna is taken. And 8th shloka, tamoguna is taken. So, three shlokas talk about three gunas. And what is the definition of sattva guna? He says, sattvam prakashakam, prakashatmakam. Sattvam is that which in the form of brightness, brilliance, intelligence, alertness, that is called sattva guna. Why it is brilliant? Nirmalatvat, because sattva guna is pure, it is purity. Since it is pure, it is brilliant, like mirror. When it is pure and purer, the light reflected in it is brighter. When it is more and more dull, the light also is dull. And sattva stands for purity. And because of purity, the chaitanyam is more manifest. Intelligence is more manifest. Therefore, it is all brightness. Not in the literal sense. Don't think some light will come out of them and all those kinds of things. It is like saying someone is a bright student, intelligent student. Therefore, prakashakam here stands for intelligence, alertness and all that. And anamayam. Anamayam is free from any defects, defectless or free from all evils. Amayaha means literally disease, rogaha. And anamayaha means free from any disease. And here we are not talking about any physical disease. We are talking about the inner disease like raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, madamasaryadi, all that. So in sattva guna, these evils are not there. Anamayam. Raga, dvesha, adi, dosha, rahitam. So the general definition of sattvam can be taken as purity and intelligence. In Sanskrit, sattva lakshanam is prakashatmakam. Remember one word. Now, in the second line, Krishna tells how sattva guna binds a person. So, the sattva guna is what is that? It is prakashatmakam. It is of the nature of brilliance, purity and all that. And Krishna tells in the second line how sattva guna binds a person. It is very peculiar because when we hear sattva guna's nature, it seems to be very good. We all love to have it. Because brightness, intelligence, it is pure and free from all raga dveshas, then is it not good? Here Krishna says that is also a bondage. It is like a golden bondage. We call it sattvic bondage. Krishna says, sukha sangena badhnati. It binds the person by creating an attachment. Sangam to sukham, attachment to sukham. Peace and tranquility. That is, a mind that is sattvic does not like disturbance anywhere. It wants to be quiet. It wants to be contemplative. It is very good to have such a mind. But that mind will be disturbed the moment there is some disturbance around. It cannot tolerate it. A person talks loud. A few people come on a particular function, you know, that takes place in the neighborhood. Any type of disturbance around, a sattvic mind cannot stand it. It cannot stand war or quarrel. It is not good to expect that there should be peace and tranquility only all the time. Quietude in the world, very difficult to expect. It is a good desire though, But it is a problem because as long as there is peace, tranquility, quietude in the world, it will be all fine. But world cannot be all the time the same. Because remember, the whole world is what? It is not sattvic. The world contains rajasic people, noisy people, loudspeaker people, tamasic people. We are surrounded by rajasic people, rajasic animals, situations, tamasic people. Therefore, never in the world can we expect a sattvic situation always. Even during Rama's time, there were Ravanas. During Krishna's time, there were Duryodhanas. That was in Treta and Dwapara Yugas. Now we are in Kali Yuga. In Sanskrit, the word Kali means kalaham. Always kalaham ityatha, quarrel and all kinds of problems. If you read the newspapers, all kinds of things. Why? Because Kali Yuga is kalaha yuga. Supposed to be happening now. Therefore, a sattvic mind is a good mind. So it is always unhappy about the situations around if it is not congenial. It will almost become a cynical mind perhaps. Therefore, sattva guna also becomes a weakness only. Peace-loving nature also becomes a weakness. So, sukha sangena badnati. That is the binding. Like people loving meditation all the time. It's a sattvic bondage. It is not possible. We have to do other jobs also. And every time something comes, disturbance comes, it becomes a problem. And what is the second bondage? Jnana sangena. So first is sukha sangena. Now it is jnana sangena. As was talked about earlier, a sattvic mind is a sharp mind. It's an alert mind, learning mind. And so it wants to know more and more. Every research scientist who wants to know more and more about the mysteries of creation are all sattvic type of people alone. Is it not nice to be like that? Why do we call it then a bondage? It is not because of some people, such people, that science has progressed, or for that matter, in any field. Certainly it is right, no problem. But unfortunately, that mind will not be satisfied with any amount of knowledge. It will probe and probe and probe. It wants to know more and more. That it feels dissatisfied because I have only 50 or 60 years for learning. They will all be workaholic. May not eat properly, sleep properly. They don't want company. They want to be left alone. They want to be doing work research all the time. They want to spend time, the entire life, including the time of death, to be done more discovery. I know a person who was almost dying. And this person was inquiring about the book that he wanted. He was a great professor in IIT long ago. And this person, he was still talking about that book that he was writing, which was unfinished. Such a people. And what is samsara? It is dissatisfaction. For a glutton, dissatisfaction is, I have not eaten all the dishes I wanted to eat. That is for a glutton. And this researcher feels that I have not known everything that can be known. That is why in defining moksha, what we said, yad jnatva neha bhuyonyat jnatavyam avasishyate. A jnani does not have even an intellectual dissatisfaction, does not have an emotional and physical dissatisfaction also. There should not be dissatisfaction at any level, period. And sattvic person will have intellectual dissatisfaction. Therefore, jnana sangena, by creating an unsatiable desire, an inordinate craving for knowledge. And unfortunately, the more we know that we don't know what we don't know. So much is there. So there are so many things there. So any amount of learning one learns, there will be always dissatisfaction. Best thing is don't learn them at all. No problem. Right? Remember, we don't have to have sattvic bondage. Our problems are rajasic and tamasic bondage, which we will see later. So jnana sangena cha. We need to know whatever we need to know for sustaining the life, running a peaceful life. But yes, purely sattvic mind. We are going to talk about the proportions of each later. So, jnana sangena cha anagha. Anagha is addressing Arjuna. O Arjuna, it's sambodhana. O sinless one. Agham means papam, sin. Anagha means who is sinless. So, therefore, what should we note here? How sattva guna binds. It binds by sukha sangha and jnana sangha. This is called Bandhana Prakaraha, binding method. And what is the definition of Sattvaguna? Prakashatmakam Sattvagunam. So these are the two things that was described in this shloka about Sattvaguna. Now let us go to the Rajoguna in the next shloka, shloka 7.
Rajo ragatmakam vidhi trishna sanga samudbhavam tanni badnati kaunteya karma sangena dehinam.
In the first line, Krishna gives the definition of Rajoguna, the lakshanam of Rajoguna. What is that? The Rajoguna is, it is ragatmakam. Ragaha. Ragaha means attachment or desire. Rajoguna is of the nature of attachment or desire. Always sticking to things. In fact, it is derived from the root raj, rajati, that which sticks like a dye. Just as a color which sticks to an object like cloth and all, wall. Similarly, this creates a tendency to stick to things. So, this is, so Ranjanatmakam is called Ragatmakam. So, this we should remember parallel to Sattvaguna that we just saw. Sattva is Prakashatmakam. Atmakam means of the nature of. So, Prakashatmakam and Rajas is Ragatmakam. And because of this, it produces two types of thoughts in the mind. And what are the types of thoughts it produces? Trishna asanga samudbhavam. Samudbhavam, karanam or source, origin. So Rajoguna is the origin of Trishna. Trishna literally means thirst. In this context, it means craving. Whatever I see anywhere, I should possess that urge, that craving, that I should possess whatever I see. This inordinate kama, desire, is called Trishna. We have seen actually in the third chapter itself, kama yesha krodha yesha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano maha papma vidyena miha vairinam. We have seen it there in the third chapter. And so this is the explanation for that here, this shloka. Then what is asangaha? Attachment. Asangaha is, sangam is attachment, asangaha is clinging, holding on to. And what is the difference between Trishna and Asangaha? Trishna is craving for something which is not mine. And Asangaha is holding on to things which are not mine. That's the difference between them. So, aprapta vishaye Trishna. Prapta vishaye Asangaha. Asanga samudbhavam. So, this alone we called as yoga and kshema. Always working for yoga. Yoga means what? Addition. I want this. All those things. And having acquired all of them, what we have to do then? Then kshema. You have to worry about their safety. How can you maintain them, keep it? That's why you get into an apartment first full of things. So if you go to a huge house, there are full lot of things. What happens? Some things happen. There is only one-way traffic. Things enter, but they never get out from such places. At least it will be useful for great grandchild. That is our common psychology, the old granny attitude, we say. They go on accumulating things for years and years, and they don't want to get rid of them. They say it may be useful for my great grandchild, and still it is there. So this is called the Trishna Asangaha. So whereas for a sattvic person, it will be Santoshaha. The thought will be opposite. So, yellabate nijakarmopatam vittam tena vinodaya chittam. So, sattvic person will have santushti. He will have santosha, tripti with minimum. Rajasic person will never have tripti at all. He would like to have more and more and more. Okay, having defined the Rajoguna, now Krishna gives the method of bondage. How Rajoguna binds a person. That's what he is giving. Bandhana prakaraha kaha. That's what he is going to talk about it. In case of Sattvaguna, we said sukha sangha and jnana sangha. Here he says, tanni badnati kaunteya karma sangena. Tathu means that Rajoguna, it binds a person by creating attachment to action. Why? Because desire can be fulfilled only by acquiring things. Any acquisition requires action. Go to this place and buy that. Go to that place. And some are not available here. Some have to be got only from in some other country. You have to import them.
You go through all the procedures, getting import license, this, that, and all, just to get that thing. There are special things and special places. All I have to acquire, all of them, which requires tremendous effort. Not only to purchase them, I should have sufficient money power, which means I have to earn extra to get them. Not only I should earn, wife also has to do go to job, because with my only job, I may not be able to get all those things. So both have to earn, and everything can be bought in installments these days. There's payment plan. You don't have to pay any interest for the next 2 years, 3 years. Keep paying bills for the rest of the life. That way, someone has put it, you know, one guy went and paid the last installment for a crib for the baby for years. The store guy asked him, that is nice, you paid all the installments, and how is the baby? He asked him. And this guy, is, you know, he says, I am the baby. So many installments they had been paying. So the baby has become a man by the time the last installment was paid. I'm just joking, but this is how things are. So similarly, even if you want to live in contentment, the installments and financing, they will tempt us. Even if I don't want to acquire anything, they will tempt us. We have to run for all those things. Therefore, karma sangena nibadhnati. Whom? Dehinam. The Kshetrajnaha, Dehi is the Kshetrajna, who is Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, Satya Kshetrajna, is bound by this Rajoguna. Such a great Kshetrajna is, he comes down to such a level. Yesterday he was Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, today he becomes Trishna, Asangaha. So compare this to Sattvaguna then, which is Prakashatmakam, and Rajaha is Raja Ragatmakam. Sattvam is Sukha Sangena Bandhanadi. So Rajas is Karma Sangena Bandhanadi. That is the difference between these two. Now let us go to the topic of Tamas, the third Tamoguna, in the next shloka. Shloka 8. Tamas Pajnana Jam Vidhi Mohanam Sarva Dehinam Pramada Alasya Nidrabihi Tanni Bandhanati Bharata. So here we get the definition of Tamoguna. Mohanam sarva dehinam. Tamoguna is mohanatmakam. So mohanam means delusion. Mohayati iti mohanam. That which deludes. Deludes the discriminative power that is gone. It creates aviveka. Viveka shakti is the discriminating ability. What is right and wrong, good and bad. Now he becomes an aviveki. Krishna himself will explain later. Mohayati confuses. Deludes. Whom? Sarva Dehinam, all the Dehis, the Kshetrajnas, it deludes all of them. And what is Tamas? Krishna says, Tamas is Ajnanajam. In this context, we should take Ajnanam as Prakriti or Maya. So Tamaha Ajnanajam means Tamaha Prakritijam, born out of Prakriti. In fact, this world is to be added. This word is to be added actually for all the three gunas. Because we have seen Sattvam, Rajas, Tamayati, Guna, Prakriti, Sambhavaha. We have seen that. So all the three gunas are born out of Prakriti alone or Maya. So Sattvam also is Prakritijam. Rajas also is Prakritijam. So is Tamas. So Tamas is born out of Prakriti, and it is the deluder of all beings. Okay, this is the definition. And what is the next question? How does Tamoguna bind a person? Bandana Prakaraha Kaha. So that is said in the second line. Pramadalasya Nidrabihi Tannibadhnati Bharata. By creating these three defects known as Pramada, Alasya and Nidra. So these are the three defects. What each one of them mean? Pramada. Pramada means negligence, oversight, carelessness, forgetfulness. So you have to be careful. In Tamil, they call everything pramadam. Pramada means supposed to be very great. This is not that pramada. Pramada here means negligence, oversight, carelessness, forgetfulness and all. And alasyam. Alasyam is laziness. And nidra, we know very well. Nidra is sleep. So therefore, when tamoguna is there will be negligence in everything. If he has to do a karma, he will not do it properly. Bring a wrong book, wrong key, forget. Everything is wrong, whatever he does. Many times you will feel, why I even asked him to do something. So the mind is not an alert mind, which is characteristic of Sattva Guna.
Such a mind cannot do any karma. Even if it does, it will commit hundreds of mistakes. These are all what? Pramadaha. Then alasyam. Alasyam means dullness. It will not feel like doing anything. He will use all his intelligence, if at all if it is there, to avoid doing any action. Give any number of excuses to avoid doing. And nidra. Nidra means completely doze off. He will always be sleepy. So by these three things, it binds a person. Because he can never get chitta shuddhi. He can never get chitta shuddhi. Because for chitta shuddhi, one should do karma. And Vedanta vichara is far away for such a person. Therefore, he will be a samsari only. So all the three people have got bondage of three different kinds. The sattvic person is very good. But the problem is he cannot stand the mistakes of others. He is peace-loving. And therefore, if anybody is rajasic, highly active, he is disturbed. If people quarrel, he cannot take it. That means he will be all the time worried. Not about himself, but about something or the other. Often the people who are perfectionists, they will have all the problems. Because they cannot stand imperfection at all. That is also a weakness. Therefore, I should be perfect. At the same time, I should have the capacity to accommodate the imperfection of others also. In work and all, these are all common things. Otherwise, I cannot work with anyone. Nobody will like to work with me because they will all say, oh, he is a perfectionist. He is a Puritan. People will give all kinds of names. Rajasic person's problem is he wants to acquire any amount and he is not satisfied. He will go from kama to loba and therefore he will never get moksha at all. And a tamasic person does not acquire anything, including chitta shuddhi also. He does not acquire papam also because he does not do anything. Only when you do something, you get papa. But he will not get chitta shuddhi also because he will never go to because he is not doing anything, any karma, to get chitta shuddhi also, so he will never go to Vedanta vichara. Therefore, the whole life will be wasted like that of an animal. And therefore, all the three are bondages only. Now, consolidating, we have to remember six items, three lakshanams and three bandhana prakaras. What are the three lakshanas? Sattva guna is prakashatmakam, rajo guna is raghatmakam, and tamo guna is mohanatmakam. And what are the three bandhana prakaras? Sattva guna is sukha sangena badhnati. Rajo guna is karma sangena badhnati. And tamo guna is pramada sangena badhnati. If we can say one, that's enough. But this is how all the three things are binding. Shloka 9. Sattvam sukhe sanjayati rajakarmani bharata jnanam avritya tu tamaha pramade sanjayatyuta. So we had already seen the bandhana prakara, the modes of bondage of the three gunas. The same idea Krishna condenses in this one shloka, restating the bandhana prakaras, the mode of bondage. So no new idea is contained in this shloka. He says, sattvam sukhe sanjayati. Sattvam creates attachment for peace, which is also a bondage. From Vedantic standpoint, that is also a bondage. Relatively speaking, peace-loving is good. From Vedantic angle, that is also a bondage because world is a mixture of both. Therefore, we should be able to adjust with both peace and disturbance. That equanimity should be there. And Rajak Karmani, we have to add the word Sanjayati in each of them. Rajo Guna creates attachment for action. And what does Tamo Guna do? Tamaha Pramade Sanjayati. Tamo Guna creates attachment to Pramada, negligence, carelessness, oversight, loose-mindedness, all those things. Utha. Utha means indeed. Sattvic person does even a very small job with utmost care and sincerity. See, great people are not great because they did great things. They did even small things in a great way. That is, they pay so much attention to details and bring them out perfectly well. Therefore, tamadi. Whereas a tamasic person, he is never sincere, he is never careful. సో తమః ప్రమాదే సంజయతి. హౌ? జ్ఞానమావృత్య బై కవరింగ్ ది వివేక శక్తి. ద జ్ఞానం, డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ ఎబిలిటీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ కవర్డ్. హీ హ్యాడ్ యూజ్ ద వర్డ్ బికాస్ నార్మలీ ద వర్డ్ తమ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ డార్క్నెస్. అండ్ సో జస్ట్ యాస్ డార్క్నెస్ కవర్స్ ద థింగ్స్ ఇన్ ద రూమ్, సిమిలర్లీ తమో గుణ కవర్స్ ది బుద్ధి, బుద్ధిశక్తి, వివేక శక్తి. హియర్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఐడియా హియర్? ఏ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ హింట్ కృష్ణ గివ్స్ హియర్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ థాట్, వివేక శక్తి ఈస్ అబ్సెంట్ ఇన్ హిమ్. ఈవన్ ఏ తామసిక్ పర్సన్ డస్ హ్యావ్ వివేక శక్తి ఆల్సో, బికాస్ రిమెంబర్ హీ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఏ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్. హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఈస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ దిస్ రేర్ శక్తి, ద వివేక శక్తి. ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ అనిమల్ ద వెరీ బర్త్ ఈస్ సచ్ దట్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ వివేక శక్తి అట్ ఆల్, బట్ అ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ హ్యాస్ వివేక శక్తి. బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ టెంపరర్లీ వెయిల్డ్. అండ్ సో ఇఫ్ యూ రిమూవ్ ద వెయిలింగ్, ఈవెన్ అ తామసిక్ పర్సన్ క్యాన్ బికమ్ వివేకి, సాత్విక్ ఎట్సెట్రా. దేర్ఫోర్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఈస్ వన్ థింగ్, కవరింగ్ ఈస్ క్వైట్ అనదర్. దట్స్ వై హీ ఈస్ టెల్లింగ్ ది వర్డ్ కవరింగ్ హియర్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అబ్సెంట్ యూ కెనాట్ అక్వైర్, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ కవర్డ్ యూ కెన్ క్లీన్ ఇట్ ఆఫ్. దస్ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక బంధన ప్రకార హ్యాస్ బీన్ సమ్డ్ అప్. సత్వం సుఖే సంజయతి, ఇట్ ఈస్ రిపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ది సిక్స్త్ శ్లోక సెకండ్ లైన్. రజ కర్మణి భారత ఈస్ రిపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ సెవెంత్ శ్లోక సెకండ్ లైన్. అండ్ ప్రమాదే సంజయత్యుత ఈస్ రిపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిత్ శ్లోక సెకండ్ లైన్. శ్లోక 10. రజస్తమశ్చాభిభూయ సత్వం భవతి భారత, రజస్సత్వం తమశ్చైవ తమస్సత్వం రజస్తథా. హియర్ కృష్ణ టేక్స్ ఎ స్మాల్ డైవర్షన్. When we talk about Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic people, we should know what it means really. Sattvic person does not mean he has Sattva Guna only, because every person consists of, they have all the three gunas, because Prakriti is Trigunatmika, and therefore everybody must have all the three gunas. Maya is Trigunatmika, it has all the three gunas. Then what do we mean by a Sattvic person? We say when the sattva guna is predominant, we call that person a sattvic person. The naming is based on the predominance of the gunas, and therefore sattvic person also has got some amount of rajoguna and tamogunas. If sattvic person has no tamoguna, what will happen to him? You can imagine, he cannot sleep at all because mind is always alert. We need sleep. Tamoguna is the one which gives the greatest blessing of sleep. So we cannot outright condemn tamoguna. We need tamoguna, and we have to have tamoguna because we need to sleep. But tamoguna becomes a problem when most of the time we are sleeping only, or we are sleepy, whichever way. Either he sleeps or he is sleepy all the time. Therefore, even a sattvic person has got rajoguna and tamoguna. Similarly, a rajasic person, he has also got rajoguna, tamoguna and sattvaguna, even though rajoguna is predominant. Similarly, for a tamasic person. Okay, of these three, which is conducive for moksha? That is the next question. Ultimately, sattva predominance alone is conducive to moksha. It is not moksha itself. It leads to moksha. Why? Because moksha requires jnanam, and jnanam requires sattva predominance, and so everybody should become sattvic. Everybody should try to become sattvic, and this alone we call as guna brahmanaha, which we discussed in the fourth chapter. So when we talked about the guna brahmana, karma brahmana, and jati brahmana, janma brahmana, we talked about guna brahmana, a person who is sattvic. So janma brahmana, karma brahmana and guna brahmana. One may be a janma brahmana or karma brahmana or not, but one must be a guna brahmana. He should have sattvic qualities, which means a sattvic person. Okay, but come to jnanam. What we require? Chitta shuddhi is what we require. For chitta shuddhi, we require what? Karma. By doing karma only, you get chitta shuddhi. And for karma, we require what? Rajoguna.
because to do any action, we need Rajoguna. And so we have to go to Rajasic personality and then gradually become Sattvic personality. Through karma, get Chitta Shuddhi. When we are Rajasic, use those actions for good actions and become Sattvic. And become so, and to get Chitta Shuddhi, come to Sattvic ultimately. And we are all born Tamasic only predominantly. All of us are born Tamasic. What do? When we are born, we mostly sleep and we get up only to drink milk and again doze off, 20 hours of sleep. That's what a child does. So everybody is born Tamasic, and gradually we should become Rajasic and get into activity for Chitta Shuddhi. And then we have to become Sattvic and get Jnana. This is the prakara. This is how the procedure is. So sadhana is tamas predominance to rajas predominance to sattva predominance and to finally get this nirguna brahma jnana. So tamoguna to rajoguna to sattva guna to nirguna. That's what the travel is. This is our travel. Destination is nirguna brahma. Now we are all in tamoguna stage. We have to go through two more stations. Of course, even though all of us have to go through these stages, we find different people have different proportions of each of these qualities. Some people are so heavily tamasic that it looks almost impossible to come to sattva guna at all. They are so, inertia is so high. But here, all sadhanas are meant to convert these proportions of guna only. And so the idea is, no one is disappointed. Everybody has an opportunity to get brahma jnanam. It is a question of effort and time. For example, in Ayurveda, the physical health is disturbed because of the three doshas. Normally in Ayurveda, they call three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. So these three have got a particular balance in everybody. And when this balance is disturbed, there is ill health. Similarly, at the mental level, when the three gunas are not in balance, then there is a problem. And when the problem is there, we need not be disappointed. All sadness are meant only to convert this. All the sadhanas which we have, they are all meant to only convert this. In fact, the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is nothing but sattvic personality only. It's only a different language. We mentioned all these described in detail in our Tattvabodha lectures in the earlier chapters of the Bhagavad Gita also. So chitta shuddhi and chitta naishchalyam, purity of the mind, and the chitta ekagrada, focus of the mind, is nothing but sattvic personality only. But one thing, no one can go from tamas to sattvam directly. That is why from a dull mind, when one cannot go straight away to meditative mind, then what will happen? He goes there, he will only sleep in meditation. So never teach meditation to such a person at all. Instead, teach him action, engage him. Remember what Krishna said in the 12th chapter? Do work. Ishwara Arpana Buddhi and Prasada Buddhi, whatever work you do, do it as an offering to the Lord. Ishwara Arpana Buddhi, any work. And whatever the result comes out of that action, take it as Ishwara Prasada Buddhi. Then on only he prescribes Upasana to such a person. So from Tamas, one should go to activity and then only to Sattvic. Here Krishna says, Rajaha Tamaha Cha Abhibhuya. By overpowering Rajoguna and Tamoguna, Abhibhuya means overpowering. Sattvam Bhavati, Sattva Guna remains. That we have to supply. That is in a Sattvic person. Then Rajaha Sattvam Tamaha Chaiva. Rajasattvam. So Rajaha Sattvam Tamas Chaiva Abhibhuya Bhavati. So add Abhibhuya in all of them. So Rajaha Bhavati, Rajoguna remains in a Rajasic person. How? Sattvam Tamas Cha Abhibhuya. We have to add again. So by overpowering sattva guna and tamo guna, rajoguna remains in a rajasic person. So rajoguna remains in a rajasic person by overpowering sattvam and tamaha. Then tamo guna, we have to again add bhavati, tamaha bhavati, tamo guna remains in a tamasic person. How? Sattvam rajascha abhibhuya. By overpowering sattva and rajoguna. So tamasic person, tamas predominant, rajasic person, rajoguna predominant, sattvic person, sattva guna predominant. So a tamasic person also, sattva guna is there, a small amount. Whatever minimum he knows, at least he knows where good food is available. At least that he would know most of the time. He may be lazy to go and get it, but he knows if he has to go, he knows how to go to that corner shop to get whatever he needs to get. Because tamasic person will do only two things, eating and sleeping. He knows where good food is available and where good sleep can be got if he is purely a tamasic person. So that is also knowledge. Where good food is available is knowledge. Where to get good sleep is also knowledge. And how that knowledge comes? Because of the sattva guna. Whatever little sattva guna he has, the proportion of it, because of that only. So all the three are there, even though in different proportions in every individual. So from this, the sadhana is indicated. So this shloka is sadhana shloka. And our job is what? Gradually increasing the sattva pradhana. We should become more and more sattvic. We don't have to have 90% or 95% sattva guna. If we exceed 50% majority, if it is there, major proportion is there, that's enough. We should be able to understand the class if at least we have that much of sattva quality in us. Otherwise, during the class, you know, when we listen, most of the time people will yawn. Actually, our Swamiji used to describe, you know, our Mahasannidhana, Sringiri Acharya, he tells in one of the lectures, people wanted to listen to him, the, you know, Bhashya Patam during Chaturmasyam. So Chaturmasyam, no travel, so they want to hear all these. So he started to teach in the morning. And, you know, sometimes it takes long time and all that. So after 1 hour, the person was telling, oh, Swamiji, it's all so nice. We can sit for the next hour if we can get just one cup of tea to go and sell Swamiji. So that means mind is not alert. Mind is not sattvic. Mind is wavering here and there. So he's not able to sit and listen. So that is the problem. So because even among sattva pradhana, gradations are there among people. Because we find even among jnanis, there are gradations. One jnani remains in one place without doing anything. Another one goes from place to place propagating Vedanta jnanam. And there are so many other jnanis who establish ashramas and all. Certainly, this jnani must have a higher proportion of rajoguna. But that does not mean he is a rajasic person. You have to understand that clearly. He has got sufficient sattva guna for gaining jnanam. And thereafterwards, whatever guna he has, he handles the gunas. He is no more a slave of gunas. Just as Shiva handles tamoguna, Shiva is not a slave of tamoguna. Then Shiva will be an ajnani then. Similarly, Brahma handles rajoguna. He is a creator. He handles rajoguna, but he is not a slave to rajoguna. And so this is how the proportions is there in all the three gunas in all the people. Shloka 11. Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yada tada vidyat vivriddham sattva mityutam. So Krishna pointed out the personality or character of a person that varies because of different proportions of the three gunas. And when sattva guna becomes predominant, he is fit for atmajnana. In fact, sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha will be sattva guna pradhanaha. He will be guna brahmanaha. And all of us have to do sadhana to become sattva guna pradhana, to become brahmana, guna brahmana by character. Now the question regardless of our birth. Now the question will be, how will I know whether I have sattva guna pradhana or not? Do I have enough sattva guna or not? How do I know? How to judge myself? Will there be a change in skin color? I become whiter or redder or darker? So Krishna wants to give the indication of the character or the pradhanyam of the gunas. In Sanskrit, we call it lingam. Lingam means an indication, a mark, a symbol, it's a sign. To know whether I am sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, lingam, Shiva lingam is a symbol for Shiva. So this is Shalagrama, it's a linga for Mahavishnu. So this is the third topic. The first topic was Lakshanam. And the second topic was Bandhana Prakaraha, the mode of bondage. And the third topic is Lingam, the symbol. We will get 5 topics totally in this chapter, of which this is the third topic. And in this, in the 11th shloka, Krishna talks about the Sattva Lingam. And in the 12th chapter, 12th shloka, he talks about Rajo Lingam. And in the 13th shloka, he talks about the Tamo Lingam, the symbol, how the signs of such people. Lingam is generally a word used for any mark or a sign. So Shivalinga, as I told. So smoke or Dhumaha is a symbol for fire, Agni.
So lingam is something that indicates lingayate, jnayate, anena iti lingam. So that through which you know something else is called lingam. Okay, when do we require lingam? When we cannot know a thing directly, we need some sign or some symbol. We have to know it indirectly through some other clue. Whether electric power is there or not, can I see directly? Power is invisible. Electricity is what? Apratyaksham. It's not pratyaksham, apratyaksham. So I have to know through a lingam. I put a tester and see whether there is light or not. Similarly, can I see anger of a person? Anger is a mental reaction which I cannot see. I have to take only a lingam, like looking at his face or his voice or body language. We can then infer anger. This is called anumana through mukhalinga, by looking at him. Similarly, happiness. Happiness also is emotion. Through smile and all that, we can infer. Similarly, we cannot know whether sattva guna or rajo guna is pradhanam, because the three gunas are pratyaksham or apratyaksham. The three gunas are invisible, apratyaksham. And when pratyaksham cannot help me, I have to go for anumana, means inference. I have to infer through some indication. And so, what is the indication for sattva guna? That is being mentioned here. Krishna says, asmin dehe means in this body, sarvadvareshu, literally dwaram means hole. In this context, dwaram means the gates of knowledge or the sense organs. Jnana dwarani, indriyani, all that. So the eyes are the gates for rupa jnana, to gain the form. Ears are the gates for shabda jnana. Thus, we have so many dwaras, and in all these indriya dwaras, prakashaha upajayate. Prakashaha means brilliance, brightness, glow. Okay, what do we mean by prakashaha here? We should not imagine the cat or any animal's eyes in the dark. You know, when light falls in the eye of an animal, it will be so bright and glittering. Here, brightness means they are all powerful to know things quickly and efficiently. They are alert. They are vigilant. That's what it means. So, which means when a person sees something, he immediately grasps that. When he hears something, he immediately grasps that, like a photographic mind. So, put it in normal language, when sense organs are very alert, that Krishna himself clarifies, by prakashaha, he means jnanam. He himself says that. So, where there is light in the sense organs, where there is knowledge in the sense organs, so yada, when such condition comes, tada sattvam vibruddham vidyat. At that time, one should know oneself to be sattva pradhana. Vibruddham means predominant. We can alternatively translate it as concentration also. So grasping power also. So these are all hints or lingas of sattva guna pradhana. Uta. Uta means indeed. So that is avadharana. Shloka 12. Lobha pravrittirarambha karmanamashamaspriham rajas yetani jayante vivruddhe bharatarshabha. In this shloka, the indication, that is the lingam of rajoguna, that is pointed out here. Lobha. Lobha means greed, ambition. I should have this, I should have that kind of, I should achieve this always. The mind is not content. It continues constantly without any satisfaction, wants more and more. So once lobha or greed is more, then pravrittihi. Pravrittihi means activity, both at the mental level and at physical level. At the mental level, it is planning. I should meet this person, do this, do that, programming, scheming in his own mental world. That is all pravrittihi. And arambaha means various karma. He undertakes so many things. Here the word pravritti and arambha literally mean the same thing only. Means activity or karma. And the difference between them is what? What is arambha and pravritti difference? Shankaracharya makes a subtle difference. He says, pravritti means as samanya cheshta. Samanya cheshta means doing something or the other all the time. Some common thing or the other all the time. So if nothing else, he will at least shake his foot, legs, or bite his nails. He'll be doing all that. So is the mind also. It will be thinking something or the other. And arambaha means visesha cheshta, keeping some particular goal and a specific activity. He will keep the newspaper or Gita book. Mind will be thinking millions of all other things. That means what? Sattvaguna is there. Sattvaguna pradhani means what? He can glance through the newspaper and will know everything. Similarly, in listening also, sattvaguna pradhani will listen totally. For rajoguna pradhani, it will be like power cuts in between. Listening, you know, for example, there is no power, it is like that. So if this happens in the class many times, for example, people lose attention many times in the class or feel sleepy many times, maybe it is part of the teacher also, then, you know, there are times when we are more tamasic. Afternoon 2 p.m., you know, I used to have classes earlier, afternoon 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock and all, Vedanta lectures. We need not worry about if you are sure to lose the people most of the time. But especially Vedanta classes. And if it is a general trend, that means what? Tamoguna is more. So is Rajoguna also. Then Karmanam. Karmanam means actually this should go with Arambaha. Karmanam Arambaha. Starting one object, entering another, expansion, endless activity, all that thing. So it is fine to do in the beginning stages of life because it helps Karma Yoga. But there should be a time when I should be able to put a full stop to that. Give responsibility to someone else. You cannot be the driver all the time. When you are 60 and 70, give the responsibility to the driver, to the children. And a person must be able to withdraw. But there are many people who are very great business people also. But after 50 or 60, they are not able to give it to their children and come away. Because they are worried whether children will do it properly or not. So go behind them every day and they won't like it. So activity in the initial stage is wonderful. But one should be able to come out of that at certain point in time. Then ashamaha, opposite of shamaha. Shamaha, ashamaha. Shamaha means mind control. Ashamaha is lack of that. So lack of mind control, thought control and all that, they keep on occurring without my permission. You want thoughts with your permission, not the thoughts to come without your permission. Thoughts are meant to serve me. But when they go on happening without my permission, and that too at all the unwanted thoughts, that becomes ashamaha. We can call it as restlessness, constant wandering, constant extrovertedness. Another term is vikshepa, which we have used often also earlier. So then spruha. Spruha means craving, longing, attachment. These are all things. Because lobaha and spruha are almost the same. And so we can translate lobaha as greed and spruha as attachment. Yetani rajasi vivrudde jayante. All these things will come when rajoguna is predominant. Vivrudde. Vivrudde means predominant. It should be connected with rajasi. So rajasi vivrudde sati yetani jayante. When rajoguna is predominant, all these things will come. And therefore what? All these are lingas for Rajapradana, symbols. Rajoguna we cannot see, but the lingas we can know. Whether I am greedy or not, restless or not, I can very well know myself. From this, I can know whether I am a sattvic person or a rajasic person. Shloka 13. Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha tamas yetani jayante vivruddhe kuru nandana. In this shloka, the tamolingam is mentioned, the symbol for tamoguna. What is that? Firstly, sattvalingam and rajolingam will not be there in that person because tamolingam is predominant. What was sattvalingam? Prakasha, brightness, alertness. So this person won't be alert. For a tamasic person, what will be there? Aprakasha, ever gloomy, not alert, absence of brightness, of sense organs, always inertia. Then apravrittihi. Rajoguni will have pravritti, action all the time. And tamoguni will have apravritti, will not get up from where he sits. He will not even get up. If he wants to get up for something, he will wait for a few more things to come so that he can get up and get all of them together. Then pramadaha, negligence, carelessness, oversight, forgetfulness. If you give him a job, he will never do it. Or if he ever does, 5 people you need to correct what he did. Then mohaha.
delusion, wrong judgment, making wrong decision. In 18th chapter, Krishna will tell more procrastination. We'll see tomorrow, actually, we'll see later, that also is tamoguna. Like those who file their taxes on the last day, the April 15th midnight, they'll go. That day they will go and submit. So sattva is promptness, tamas is procrastination. Yetani jayante, all these will come when tamasi vivriddhe, when tamoguna is predominant. That means these are all lingas of tamoguna. Kurunandana, the name of Arjuna, the descendant of the Kuru race. Thus, we have got sattvalingam, rajolingam and tamolingam. Through the lingas, we can understand whether we are sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. If you are tamasic, we should become rajasic. If you are rajasic, we should become sattvic. If you are sattvic, we should become gunatitaha. That is the final. But the most important thing to note is what? All these lingas are to know whether I am sattvic or not. We should not use the lingas to find out whether the other people are sattvic or not. We should never try to be judgmental about others. That's the first quality we have to develop. We have to judge ourselves. It is not to judge other people. We should be very careful. All spirituality is to improve oneself. Shloka 14. Yada sattve pravriddhetu pralayam yati deha brithe tado tamamidam vidam lokan amalan pratipadyate. Now the topic is the gati or the travel after death. In Sanskrit, we call it gatihi. That means what? If a person dies as a sattvic person, what will be the direction of his travel? What will be in his next janma? Similarly, for a rajasic person and tamasic person, what will be in the next janma? And in the 14th shloka, we get the gati of a sattvic person. So, yada deha brithu pralayam yati. If a jiva dies, deha brithu means jivaha, and any individual is called a dehabrith, because the word dehabrith means what? The owner of a body. Deham vibarthi dharayati iti dehabrith. Every jiva is called a dehabrith. To put the second chapter language here, dehi, dehabrith or shariri, they are all same. So the one who has deha, the body. Pralayam yati means what? When he dies. If a jiva dies, when? Sattve pravriddhe, when sattva guna is predominant in him, if he dies. So if a person dies when the sattva guna is predominant in him, that means he dies as a sattvic person, then what will happen to him? Tadha, then uttama vidam lokan pratipadyate. So he will go to higher lokas, or he will take higher janma. It may be devadi janmas, he may be born as a deva. Or even if he is born as a human being, he will be highly cultured person, educated, spiritual person. In short, next birth will be a superior birth. That is the essence. Here the word uttama vidam is there. Uttama vith means Ishwara upasakaha. Uttama means Ishwara, because literally the word uttama means the greatest one. And utkrishta tamaha, uttamaha. In Sanskrit, tamaha is added to indicate superlative degree. So the superior most of all is Ishwara only, uttamaha. And vith means one who does upasana. So uttamam veti upasate iti uttama vith. And lokan, the lokas achieved by Ishwara upasakas. So Ishwara upasakas will go to which loka? They will go to higher lokas. So to the same higher lokas, this sattvic person also will go. So, uttama vitam lokan. And what is the greatness of these lokas? Amalan. Malam means impurity, defect, evil. And amalan means those lokas which are pure. They are defectless, free from evil things. And what do we mean by purity of a loka? Purity means free from sorrow. There is no sorrow at all there. Therefore, malam here means dukkham. And amalam means dukkha rahitam or nirdukkham. In short, the sattvic person goes to higher lokas where there is no sorrow. Compared to our loka, it is better, for example. We should remember that even swargaloka what happens there? Even it's not totally free from sorrow. There also sorrow is there. The only place which is free from sorrow totally is what? Moksha or Brahman only. And so Swarga Loka is better than this Loka. That's all we should understand. It is like, for example, many people, they think America is better than India. And so, but Americans have their own sorrows. We know, we are living in America. We know what it is. So similarly, in Swarga Loka, standard of living may be better. So there may be better relative happiness. Remember, there also, there is no total happiness. Total happiness only in Moksha. Therefore, Amalan means what? Relatively happier than Bhuloka. So, apekshikataya superior. And pratipadyate attains, that person attains. Therefore, the essence of this loka is what? Sattvic person goes to higher lokas after death. And then the next sloka talks about the rajoguna, the rajasic person. And the next sloka talks about the tamasic person, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakriti linasya yaparasa maheshwara hasi krishna arpanamastu narayana.